Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 397. I'm going to try to reach Tom here. Try to. My computer's been acting a little weird. I don't know if this is actually going out live over Facebook or not. I'm attempting to anyway. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
I'm attempting to broadcast this directly to Facebook over my phone. I don't know if it's working or not.
I don't know. Can I check somehow?
Sure. If you go to facebook.com/PackardPokes and it might show me on the air. I don't know. It just said make a recording, and I'm recording from the phone, so I don't know if this is going out to the channel or not. Otherwise, it would have just gone directly to my personal page on there. That would be AKA John Smith, which is not my real name, by the way.
I know the FBI and the CIA and the KGB are looking for you.
I know.
Got to keep safe.
That's right. Now, I'm actually more worried now about Trump and his cronies, you know.
Oh, God.
Are we actually live? I don't know.
I don't know. It just says, going to try to broadcast live, but it doesn't really... That's all I had. That's the last thing that it says.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I can't tell here.
There's a video, but it looks like an old video. I don't know.
Oh, that's an old video. Yeah. If it's just me and it shows my background there, that's... let me load the page here. No, I guess it's just recording, and then it won't let me post until I get done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'm just going to quit this damn thing then. Yeah, it was just a... No, and I'm not going to use that. God damn.
Are you suggesting that Facebook is being uncooperative?
Facebook is being very uncooperative lately. Yeah, this would have saved right to my phone. This was saved right to my phone. Okay, let me just cancel this then. Whoops. I guess I'll have to post directly to my John Smith page. God damn it, this fucking thing. Oh, fuck me. Come on. There we go. All right, let me try the just live. Let me just press the live button here. Okay. All right. Yeah, because it didn't give me a place for a description for the video here. Let's see here. Sorry for our audio listeners wondering why the audio just went kind of silent there. I'm typing into my phone. Sorry about that, everyone. Because there's nothing more exciting than to listen to dead air when you're listening to a podcast.
Listen to you texting.
Yeah. Well, typing in the show title here, actually, you know, for the staff meeting. Yeah, the staff meeting.
It's a really, really big shoe.
It's a really big shoe.
So how have you been? Have you recovered yet?
I'm not sure. Well, let me see. I'm trying to hit I'll hit this go live button and see what happens. 3, 2, 1. Okay, I guess I'm live now. I guess if you look at my main page, facebook.com/packard.sonic. That would be mine. Let's see. Let me just see if I can get that. We might get an echo. Just letting you know. See if I'm live here or not. Yes, I am live.
So while we're waiting. What do you think will be the topic of discussion this evening?
We've got a lot of things we can talk about, actually. Yeah, we are live. We are live directly on my John Smith page. So if you're looking for me, it's Facebook.com/Packard.Sonic. So that's where we are. Hey, we got somebody. Hey, John. How you doing? Okay, well, I'm just going to. Last time I tried to attempt doing a live video, it was very convoluted, and the show was just like I was completely out of sync and everything like that. So it was really bizarre.
That way.
What's that?
I spend most of my life that way.
Yeah, it was like a bad Japanese. It was like watching a bad Japanese movie. So anyway, let's see here. Yeah, Connie sent me a few articles we could talk about. I had one here also. Let's see here. Where is it? No, I don't want the POTUS results. Thank you. Oh, here we go. I'll send you a link here. Give me a second. For the top news. I was thinking of this for the top news. I got to get in there. One second here. There we go.
Top news. What could that possibly be?
I don't know. All right. Here. I'll send
you
the link.
Piss-haired man. Take control.
Yeah. All right. There you go. There's the first link there. I'm going to, you know, I should start up Skype on this other, on my main computer here because I've got you connected remotely, but yeah, that's the typical Skype thing there. Now this way, I can just send you the links directly here. I don't have to go through this rigmarole to get it sent to you here.
It is a little disconcerting listening to you and watching you out of sync.
I know it is, isn't it? It is very disconcerting. It's really bad. To watch somebody talk and then they're like blah 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 and then then your words are like completely out of it's like watching a really bad movie. Yeah. Anyway, luckily
it's far enough out of sync that it's not.
Is it really bad on my end here? Well, that's because you're watching it live and there's an audio delay, but you're hearing me direct. I mean, almost instantaneously from the Skype, so it's different.
Yeah, hearing you, but the video is off by like 10, 15 seconds.
It's there's that video delay. So,
but with the microphone in front of you,
it makes it easier because you can't quite see what I'm saying.
It's easier and harder to know that you're off.
I'm off anyway. Anyway, again, this is episode 397. The first topic I've got for us to possibly discuss for the show is Canada's immigration site crashes as liberals panic. I don't think it was just liberals. I think it was a good portion. Probably people were just like, oh, Christ, I don't like Trump. I think he's going to kill us. We need to move to Canada. So I've been thinking, you know what? I was thinking about that, but I thought, you know, I don't think I want to be someplace that's going to be that cold. I live in northern Wisconsin, and in the wintertime, it gets cold enough here in the winter. So I don't think I want to make it any colder on myself.
Well, I volunteered to move to Mexico and help them build the wall.
Yeah. I've been thinking about moving. I was thinking about that, too. I was like, maybe I should just move to Mexico, too.
I had it all planned out. My wife is Mexican, but then she left me.
Oh,
leave me hanging with. Maybe I'll leave her here and I'll go to Mexico.
There you go. Where are you going? I'm going to Mexico. Why? Well, Trump's here and he's not there. So.
Or I could just ask her, yeah, I helped you out by getting you citizenship to the U.S. Can you help me out by getting me citizenship to Mexico?
Yeah, actually, from what I understand, you already have dual citizenship there. So,
really?
Yeah. From what I understand, because if you marry someone that's from another country, you should automatically get citizenship there as well. So,
I need to check that out.
Yeah. So you could already be good to go, Tom.
Abandon her here.
There you go. Anyway, it says Hillary Clinton voters totally freaked out election night's results are apparently looking at to relocate as soon as possible. The Immigration Canada's website had so many requests in the early hour that the site completely crashed. giving its users an error message. Internal server error. There's a problem with the resource you're looking for, and it cannot be displayed. The website of Immigration Canada has crashed. Seriously. And this is a tweet. So, yeah, I can't imagine... I can't imagine the why this happening. You know, this is just it's kind of cool. You know.
Yeah, I think it's still a little bit premature to move to Canada.
Yeah, I think
a couple more weeks.
Yeah, we need a couple more weeks. We just need a couple more weeks. So it's a short story for the topic there. I mean, it just shows some mostly. Screenshots of the people posting the error online. It's at cic.gc.ca, and these are a lot of tweets from people trying to get into the service. I don't know if it's live now or not, but
I'm sure everyone in Canada goes, so you thought we were the butt of the joke.
Yeah. Yeah, they thought, just like, yeah, how are we looking now? Actually, I saw a meme on this. It's like, looked like the United States, like a little circle, putting up a wall, and Mexican guy's going, gay? You know, going, what? What are you doing? And then the next panel down is the United States going, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, don't worry about this. And the other one's Canada. They're putting up the fence. So... keep us out. Do you have another top story we could possibly look at?
Do I have a hot top story?
Yeah, do you have a hot top story?
No, I'm running to my house.
You're what?
I'm walking up and down my house.
Oh, I see.
Top story is... man loses child to Trump. I had my bad parenting moment. I teased my daughter yesterday when I went to go vote and said I was going to vote for Trump. She lost her shit.
Oh no!
At 8 years old, she knew Trump was a bad idea.
Well, let's see here. All right, I'm going to go to the site we use every once in a while. It's called Breaking News. It's like, let's see here. Actor Brad Pitt was clear of child service investigations. Oh, goody.
Cleared?
Yeah, apparently there was a child investigation between him and Angela Jolie, so...
I figure she left him just because of his BO. From what I understood, he was not a big fan of bathing.
Really?
He preferred to go au naturel.
Oh, well. You make that kind of money, you start...
Yeah. You become cuckoo.
Yeah. Senator Tom Cotton to CNN. Waterboarding isn't torture. Donald Trump is a pretty tough guy, and he's ready to make those tough calls. That's what I'm worried. That's what I'm really worried about.
What I'm worried about is Trump has realized, like, oh, shit, they actually elected me. And he's going to leave all the presidential duties to his pinhead VP.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about. And then he's going to lose his temper over North Korea or some other place, or he's, you know how he's always saying, well, we're going to deal with the ISIS, and don't worry, but it's going to be huge, you know. And then next thing you know, we got a nuclear bomb going off in the Middle East.
A lot of people think he's going to be a Putin puppet.
Yeah, probably. Let's see here. Police identify a former employee who prompted a school lockdown in Sandy Springs, Georgia. That was 2 hours ago. Officers say they intercepted him with a recently purchased weapon. Nice. That's just nice. Oh, cripe. Mexico's president says he spoke to Donald Trump to congratulate him after the election, suggested they meet after during the transition period. We're not you can build a wall, but we're not going to pay for it.
Trust me, there's probably enough Americans that are willing to pay for it just to be on the other side.
Oh, yeah. You know, first place I stop at in the morning, they said good morning. I said, yeah, it's not that good of a morning. It's like, oh, I take it didn't, the you know, they're were kind of, it was real quick discussing the election. I was like, yeah, I hope you enjoy a nuclear winter. And she's like, well, it's better than open borders. I'm like, how is fucking nuclear winter better than having an open border?
Well, Glenn Beck made the comment a while ago, well, not too long ago, but basically saying, you know, if Trump gets elected, he's going to ruin Christianity, and that it's better to vote for Clinton because, you know, she'll ruin Christianity as well, but at least it'll be ruined from the outside, where if Trump gets elected and ruins it, it's ruined from the inside. And I thought that was a good excuse to vote for Clinton. Was
God.
Or not vote for Clinton, but voting for Trump was, I mean, you get nuclear war, but, you know, no more Christianity.
Yeah, no more humanity at all, so this will probably be the last time we broadcast before nuclear war breaks out. Yeah, I'm not getting anything good on this site here.
You can't imagine anything is bigger news than.
Well, I do like the story of the immigration site going down. For that, I mean, it's a short story. We could find some other topic or other sites that may have more content on this. I really wish you were at a computer so we could actually sit down and look at these articles together.
Are you sending me links?
Yeah, I sent you a link in the chat window there on Skype.
Oh, that's. Well, yeah, I'm on Skype on my phone.
Yeah.
That's why it's not coming up. Let me start at my computer.
Okay.
I thought you're messaging them Facebook.
Oh, no. I was messaging them to your Skype window.
Looking for
that's them. How Connie and I usually... Connie and I are usually do the staff meeting like this, where we talk over Skype, and I send message to her over Skype. We share the links back and forth that way. All right, I'm going to go to the Canada's Free Press site here to get maybe we can get a little bit more context on what's going on here. No, it just takes me back to the Heat Street page. I'm going to try. You know what? I should just try this. It's at. See if it's up for me. CIC.ca, I think it is. No, C. Or GC. GC.ca. I want to see if the site's up or not. Just doing a live. See if the website is alive yet. I'm getting bupkis here. Oh no, there it is. It's up. You may experience delays while using the website. We are working to resolve this issue. Thank you for your patience.
So you want to come here now?
You want to come here? Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Actually, from what I understand, I don't know what it takes to get in there, but from what I understand, now this is what I've just heard. That if you want to move to another country like Canada, you have to have at least $25,000 in the bank to start you off, or more. It might be 15. It might be between 25 and 50, somewhere in there. And you have to show proof of that before they let you immigrate there, because they want to make sure that you're not just coming up there just to live off the tit. Maybe I should apply it.
You're coming for the drugs.
I'm coming for the drugs that I don't have.
I'm still in shock. I mean, it's like getting the news that you've got 4-year cancer.
Yeah, it is. It's like you got cancer and you may be dead in under 4 years. I don't know if we're still being watched by John. No one's. It's just those one person watching. It's probably me.
This is John Smith.
John Smith. Yeah, it's me that's watching me. I bet you if I navigate away from the page, it will go away. Yep. No, it still shows one. Whoever's watching, thank you for watching. Because it's not me. I was trying to broadcast right to the Packard Pokes that page, but it wouldn't let me for some reason. Anyway.
So what do you think this means for global warming?
If we all migrate up there, there'll be more beer farts than they've ever had. Anyway, let's see. We have a guest on, by the way. We have Prophet of Zod coming to join us on Friday. Let's see here. We also he's gonna be our guest. Let me try to get it figured out where the hell we are. All right, what titles, topics do we need? Ah, God damn this fucking thing. Okay. We have no tech stories for tonight, then. Or for Friday, rather. All right, let me see if I can find a religious site. Do you have your Skype running on your main computer right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I can send you links there, too.
I was looking for the church's reaction to Trump.
Oh, that's a good idea. See if you could find something on that. I'll look my usual haunts here.
See, Pope Francis excommunicates Trump, citing unchristian behavior.
Which would be what exactly? Wait,
that was a year ago, though.
Oh, that was a year ago. Oh, I guess no one else is watching me. It's just me now. Okay, this is... Well, this is weird. All right, I don't know where these people get their fucking news from. Man rode an ostrich through traffic. Oh, that's from September, though. Damn. After Trump's win, white evangelicals, Christians face a reckoning. Hang on a second. I'm gonna do something I don't normally do.
Yeah, I am unpracticed in looking for news stories.
Yeah, I know you. I know you're not. You're not. You don't come to the meetings. You should come to the meetings. You get more practice that way.
It's actually a rare night without my daughter. Everything is Trump related.
I need a moment. My computer decided to give me the spinning beach ball of death. There it goes.
Yeah, see the end of the world as we know it. I mean, it's the repercussions on America in the next 4 years are going to be so huge that I don't know that we'll ever recover.
What's that, Tom? I'm sorry.
The repercussions on the U.S. in the next 4 years are going to be so great, I don't think we can recover.
Yeah. It's going to take a while for us to recover.
I mean, even, just the impact of having him in power is going to give credence to all these, I practically call them flat earthers, the climate change deniers.
Yeah.
Who are just going to go full throttle on using fossil fuels and undo every positive thing that's been done in the last 8 years. And forget healthcare.
Okay, I just remembered. We could go to Right Wing Watch or Raw Story. This is rare.us. Okay. Oh, wait, here we go. I got another story, possibly for a top story. Hang on a second. I'll send you this link here in a second. All right. Outraged voters vilify those who dared to write in this dead ape for president. They wrote Harambe had 11,000 votes. 11,000 adults woke up, got dressed, and then waited in line to vote for a dead gorilla.
Are you sure they weren't thinking that they were actually voting for Trump?
They might have. Oh, my God. That's just horrible. That's horrible. The fact is that they just 11,000 votes went to nowhere. let's see here.
And that's the trouble, is how many votes didn't get cast because people are like, oh, I can't stand any of them. And the only ones who voted were the idiots who think Trump will make America great. Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. And disheartening knowing just how many people either didn't vote or threw away their vote. But yeah. He had such a lead, I don't think it would have mattered much anyhow.
I don't know. I really don't know. Hello, Steve. We've got one person who's actually watching us. If you have a topic for the tonight for Friday's show you want us to talk about, send me a link. Or mention it here in the chat room and the chat window here, and I'll look it up. Homeowner infuriated after two thieves broke into his home and stopped to take selfies. That's bizarre. Let's see here. Let's see here.
wonder what the Mormons are thinking. Like, you wouldn't vote for our guy, but you voted this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. This site is kind of a little... let's see. Let's go to a different site here. I'm going to go to Right Wing Watch.
I still can't believe it had to be the conservative Christians that voted for this guy, but I can't believe they would have voted for this guy.
I know, right? Hang on a second. I got a story here for you. Steve says they're pretty sure there's no more topics than other than America squeezing itself into a handcart and setting it off for hell. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, my comment this morning is like, I expected it to be much colder outside considering hell freezing over and all.
Yeah. White nationalists rejoice at Trump victory. I think this one actually, no, it's not so, I don't know, this would be a top story. What do you think? Or do you want to go with this top story of the Canada website crashing?
Which is more exciting? Right, Trouble is, it's all bad news.
Yeah, that's the problem. It is all bad news.
I'll bet. And even comedians, I'm thinking, you know, most comedians are like, oh, the work will be, there'll be a lot of work, but no joy in it.
Yeah.
It was joyful making fun of him before the election. Now it's going to be like, well, here's what Trump did.
I think we should go with the for the top one. Let's just go with the Canada's website crashing. Okay.
Okie doke.
All right. We need a religious story.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find something that too many old stories. How do you find new stories?
Oh, I just go to my Google Plus, to be honest, usually. Hang on a second. I'll send you a link to... Whoa, what the hell? Oh, there it goes. All right. Come on. Ugh, this goddamn computer is slow as shit. Come on. All right, hold on a second here. There we go. All right, I'll send you a link to a community that's on Google Plus.
Uh-huh.
You might be able to find something there.
Tries that Hillary didn't announce the divorce between her and Bill now that she doesn't need him anymore.
They say what?
I'm surprised Hillary didn't announce a divorce.
Oh, okay.
Now that she doesn't need Bill anymore. That would have been news.
Yeah. That would have been a lot of big news. Dig out your Bibles, America. We're going back to the Dark Ages.
Thing is, you know, I still have this uncomfortable hope that Trump comes out as an atheist. I mean, I'm convinced he is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't see how he could not be. But he's so full of himself. It's there's no telling what he's gonna do.
Yeah,
He's
a loose cannon.
He's more than a loose cannon. It's bizarre, his behavior, and more bizarre that people actually elected him. And I guess that's why they elected him. They're so trained for reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the ultimate reality TV show for them.
Yeah, that's the only reason why they voted this clown in I would have conversations with people and they say, "I want Donald Trump for the lulz." It's like, no, you don't make someone president just so you can have a laugh.
It's like setting your house on fire when you're cold.
Yeah. It's worse than that. It's like setting your house on fire and then calling the Keystone cops to come and put it out. Or the Keystone Fire Department, you know. Holy crap. We actually might have to have two religious stories. I got something here. And it is for... And it's from a couple days ago. Holy crap. Here we go. It should be a second story, though, if we do it. I don't want to do it as a top story. Actually, I remember hearing about this one on the radio. Hang on, I got some for a better top story. Okay, all right. We'll do two stories for religion. ISIS are using dogs as suicide bombers in Mosul. More than 600 dogs have been equipped with bombs and are being carried out as used to carry out suicide attacks in the Iraqi army forces, an Iraqi officer said. Fama Abebs of the Iraqi armored units told IRNA, ISIS terrorists have equipped 600 dogs with bombs and want to send them among Iraqi army forces and explode them by remote control. At the moment, ISIS are desperately trying to hinder the advances of the Iraqi army as they closer to Mosul. In the past 19 days since the Battle of Mosul, ISIS terrorists have carried out 100 suicide attacks in different regions, according to figures announced by the Iraqi army. But most of these have been unsuccessful after being neutralized by Iraqi heat-seeking missiles before reaching their aim. Mr. Abebs added that all members of the army have been informed that the terrorists' new tactics may be prepared for an oncoming attack. They also alluded to the possibility of ISIS using other animals to carry out suicide attacks, and they'll do whatever it takes because they don't have anywhere else to escape.
That's right, they haven't convinced women to fake their pregnancy.
Oh, they have.
Have they?
They've done that already. Okay, there's another one here. Well, hang on. There's another story here. Oh, Christ. First, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, and now I'm finding all the needles here. Hillary Clinton actually got more votes than Donald Trump, but he still won the election.
Yeah, she got the popular vote.
Yeah, she won the popular vote. That doesn't make any sense. Why should she have gotten... If she got the popular vote, why the fuck did she lose? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, same thing happened to Gore.
Oh, you fuckers. Our election system is totally fucked.
Yes.
Clinton became the fifth president candidate to finish ahead of her rival in the popular vote. That's the fifth time it's happened. Clinton won with 59,299,381 votes nationally. Trump only had 59,135 votes, a total of 1,000 163,641 votes less than the Democratic candidate. This is how the U.S. electoral system works. In theory, according to NPR's calculations, it would be possible to win the U.S. president elections with less than 30% of the popular vote. I remember hearing also that some ass munch was going to, it didn't matter if Clinton had won the state or not. What they were going to do was they were going to just vote for somebody else anyway. They were just going to put their vote for somebody else. And then they only get fined $1,000. There is a fine to it, but it's not against the law. See, if you're like your whole state votes for Clinton or Trump, and you say, no, I don't want them, I want this other person because I don't like them, then they change their vote. There's only $1,000 fine for not voting the way your state wanted you to vote.
I still say this country needs some sort of incentive to get people to vote.
Yeah, we do need a better incentive for people to vote.
I was trying to explain to my daughter why it was important to vote.
Oh, get this. Google searches for how to impeach a president have gone up by almost 5,000%.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the one that would take over... It's the assumption that either Clinton or Trump probably would have an equal chance of getting assassinated.
Yeah.
But probably Trump less because his replacement.
Yeah, since Trump is going to be president, I hope he lives a very long enough time to just get out of office. So that way we can be voted out. Let's see here.
The eternal optimist in me keeps thinking maybe he'll surprise us. Maybe he'll... Because, I mean, I have to agree that I was not a fan of Clinton only because she's a career politician.
Yeah,
where it would be politics as usual.
Yeah, I understand.
And it was true
that.
Pretty much of everyone.
Yeah,
and Sanders was the only one that seemed possible that something might change.
You've heard of Brexit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I send you the link for Calixit? Yes, I did. Oh, you sent me a link too. Okay, I'll look at that here in just a second.
Yeah. That they're thinking of allowing citizens in Britain to ignore Brexit.
Oh, okay. Well, we got Calexit. Calexit. California wants to leave the U.S. after Donald Trump election win.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, massive blue block on the left encompassing California, Oregon, Nevada and Washington State stands out quite a bit against all the red, so it may not be a huge surprise that people living in the Democratic voting bloc are now looking at other options, especially secession. Since Donald Trump's electoral victory was first announced, Calexit has been trending on Twitter with distraught Californians looking to form their own state. Well, they're rich enough. They have the money. They have the money to do it. They could do it.
They're big enough. They've got all the goodies. So
could it actually happen? Possibly. There's no specific ban on state secession in the U.S. Constitution. In fact, there's nothing on secession in there at all. Oh, really? Okay. So everybody, okay, but plus there's a legal loophole. In the case of Texas versus White, the Supreme Court said, when Texas became one of the United States, she entered into an indissoluble relation. The union between Texas and other states was a complete and as perpetual as the insoluble as the union between the original United States. There was no place for reconsideration or revocation except through revolution or through consent of the states. Did you notice that last bit? Except for revolution or through consent of the states. If enough Californians want it, there's a chance it would happen, or it could happen. And as far as the West Coast secession movement in the U.S. The Casasa secessions have been campaigned for separate state of Quesada, which is spans the Pacific Northwest states.
I tweeted this morning that, you know, this could cause a civil war, but it would be a free-for-all civil war.
Yeah.
Each state would be independently fighting each other.
I'll tell you, if California secedes, I'm moving to California.
Yeah.
Fun fact, with Brexit, within days it turned out so many people regretted their vote, if it was rerun, the UK wouldn't be leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Steve – that was Steve just said that there.
And same thing here. If we have the election again tomorrow, I can't imagine.
I was also saying that if we had – I was saying this was going to go two ways. If Trump became president, the Simpsons prediction was going to be true.
Yeah.
If Clinton had become president, the movie Pluto Nash was going to be true. Because in Pluto Nash, they had Hillary Clinton on the $1 million bill. Because everything, and, you know, and Eddie Murphy was in that, and he was Pluto Nash. So,
did not see that one.
Yeah. I just remember seeing that one. That one snippet. I don't remember much. I don't remember if I've seen the whole movie or not. I might have, but I don't remember. It was so long ago. Now I'm going to have to find out, and I'm going to have to look it up and find it again.
I think just the complete lack of mirth today from all comedians is a statement of just how bad it's going to be.
I think I'm going to change our top story to the Calexit. To our Calexit one instead. There's more substance here.
Yes.
All right, let's go with that one for the top story then. All right, top story is found. Now we just need our religious story. Let's see. We've got ISIS using dogs as suicide bombers. All right, I'm going to close this window out so I don't get confubers. Let's see. When was the 6th anyway? 6th, was that like last week?
6th is Saturday.
Saturday?
I think no, Sunday.
Sunday. All right, then that's fine. We'll use that. We'll use that story then. All right. Might go back to my regular Google Plus here. I saw somebody post on this. I won't say who it was because I know who it was. They said, are you wishing you'd put Bernie in a DNC instead of Hillary? And I was thinking, yeah, you could have also not thrown away your vote, too. So,
yeah, there were a lot of Bernie people saying, see, told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, you could have also not voted for the Green Party and voted for Hillary. And then you would have kept out Trump just as equally. So, and people were saying, oh, that's emotional blackmail. You're going to try to blackmail me to try to get me to change my vote, you know. And I was like, no, it's called the hard reality of life, you know. You think you're putting in a protest vote for this third party candidate, but you're actually, you know, stealing the votes from the person that's not going to blow up the goddamn planet.
Yeah. Well, you know, Illinois went blue. What's your excuse?
What's that?
Mr. Red State.
Yeah. It's not, hey, I voted. it's not how I voted. Oh, get this. Janet Reno, I don't know if this is true or not. She said, Donald Trump will never be president in my lifetime, Janet Reno, and she died the day before election. Let's see here.
So if Canada or Canada, if California were to succeed, what the chances of taking Nevada with it? If you get Nevada, Washington, and Oregon, that's a pretty sizable.
Yeah, it is a pretty sizable chunk. It is a. Hey, Dave. Dave's watching us on the channel there. How you doing, Dave? I haven't seen you. We haven't seen the hide and the hair of you in a while. You know, I was actually. I'm not a gun nut. And I generally don't have, well, I have a type of gun in my house. I won't say what kind it is, but I have
a squirt gun.
A squirt gun, yeah, that's what it is. It's a squirt gun.
you got a nail gun.
Yeah, nail gun. I was thinking, I might actually have to start. I might have to actually save up, and I think I might actually, because of Donald Trump becoming president, I might actually have to decide to, buy a firearm to protect myself.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the gun nuts. Has Ted Nugent made any statements? Speaking of gun nuts?
No. Nothing yet. I haven't heard nothing from him yet. Let's see here.
I know the Down syndrome Baldwin is happy about it.
Steve's going, you can buy a gun now. Hillary won't be taking them away. Yeah. I wasn't worried about them taking it away, them to take it away anyway. Obama had 8 years to do it, and he didn't do it. So.
Obama saw what was coming. He's like, you're going to need your guns now.
Yeah. Come on. My computer's loading. Come on. Oh my God. This is funny. Someone put a picture of the Twin Towers getting exploded on 9/11. And then Donald Trump, 11/9.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, coincidence? I think not.
I'm sure if you look, you could find 9 and 11 in the Bible in several places.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. I'm going to reshare this one since I'm here. Let's see here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to how many people pull out how the Bible predicted Trump.
Oh, I don't want to know if that's a thing.
So yeah, it's the end times.
There's a large anti-Trump rally in New York.
Well, the whole Upper East Coast might also succeed.
Really? That would be funny. Leave me here with those with the fucking lunatics. Let's see here. Come on. People posting weird shit here. I can't find anything good. Oh, yeah. There's a picture of some. I got a meme here. It's a picture of a guy sitting in his recliner, eating popcorn. There's a globe sitting in front of him, watching the world burn.
Yeah. Well, we get to be the butt of everyone's joke now.
Yeah, yeah. Dave just said, "Dang, I superimposed Packard in front of Trump, but apparently I can't post a picture to live feed. Bummer. Sorry. Just post it on my wall. I'll look at it later." Because I got this set up for my green screen behind me, and I'm not broadcasting any color, just doing this directly over the phone here.
Now I got friends in Germany, and I made a comment. You said, if Hitler came back, you know, do you think Germany would reelect him or would elect him president? Because that's how they kind of see us doing.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Trump is comparable to Hitler, but it's just to see something that completely obvious that you should not do and then watch somebody do it.
This has got to be my paranoia. But I had this bizarre dream last night. Because it started off really bad. It was like Trump was ahead when I went to bed, and I it must have got in my dream that night, or last night rather. And I dreamt I'm driving down the road, and I get pulled over by like fucking five cops, and all got their guns trained on me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And it's like, get out of the car, get out of the truck, atheist. And it's like, oh shit, they're hunting us down now. So.
Well, here's something.
You got
man,
you got
man
it.
Wins. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that up there.
Send it to me.
Yeah. Man wins 1.2 million, I guess, pounds betting on the Trump victory. A buddy of mine in Canada was in some sort of betting pool on the election. And he lost a little bit of money, not too bad. But I didn't realize that betting on the presidential race was a thing.
Yeah, I heard about this a couple weeks ago. Well, a couple months ago. They were. There's a place in Vegas that was doing this, and they went to a foregone conclusion that Hillary was going to win, and they already paid everybody out that put in. It's like, oh yeah, and so they've already got their money. So the people who they ended the contest early, but now I'm wondering if those if anybody had kept those odds going, if what they would have won on something like that. He stayed up watching the election on CNN, but thought Clinton looked set to take it early as the polls gave her a narrow lead. I was about to go to sleep, he said, and he switched on Fox, and I thought, no, she's not winning. She's almost equal, so I carried on watching a bit longer. He said he was happy to put down his winning bet, but I couldn't be drawn in on his feelings towards the candidate himself. Am I happy? I'm not going to comment. Happy or not? Happy or not happy, he told the Metro. We'll see what goes from where it goes. Some of his policies are pretty good. No, I haven't heard any good policies. Some he will have to tone down.
I thought all his policies were, we're going to do the best, we're going to do the greatest, we're going to be doing the most wonderful.
We're going to do it the biggest way.
I mean, is he going to come out? I was like, yeah, I've been avoiding the media today because I don't.
Yeah, no, I get that.
He said anything of substance?
I don't know.
I mean, he's going around gloating with that big shit grin.
Bigly. Yeah, Dave's going, bigly. Yeah, he's going to do it bigly. So, but we need to find another religious story here right now. Well, the Metro is a WordPress site. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Let's see here. Let's see. Let me find another community here. Let's see. That's the ugly side of religion. Secular cafe. Okay. Senator Elizabeth Warren said she and Trump put aside our differences. Let's see here. I'm trying to find some religious news here. California voters rejected a measure to repeal the death penalty. Approved plan to expedite it. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Oh my God. I got one for you. I got one. I think I got one here. This is from Patheos. Catholic priest. Here's an actual dead fetus. Now go vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, that was a big push. They had a lot of Catholic. Clinton, they'll allow abortion up to the 9 months minus one day.
That's not a thing.
Tell that to them. Because I mean, that's what they're showing, that basically it's do a partial birth and slit its throat. People are nuts.
Wow.
Sunday. Anyway, that was the whole thing with Obamacare, the death, not death camp, but the death panels.
Today I'm showing you a child who was killed by an abortion and entrusted to us by a pathologist for burial.
And instead of burying it, they've got it on display. Nice.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting. Okay, I think we found our top story for our religious topic. We won't, we won't talk about this one here because we'll discuss it on Friday. All right, there's our top religious story. All right, we'll go this one for our top religious story and the dogs of war for the second one. Let's see what we got next. We got Not the Onion. Okay, Connie sent me a couple stories for Not the Onion here. I like this one. Whoops. I tell you what, just tell me if you like I'll send you the link. You just tell me if you like it or not. We'll leave our listening audience in suspense here.
Yeah.
Let me just send you the link here. We'll just do one onion story.
I think that's a real place.
Yeah, apparently Dave was saying that the guy even apologized afterwards. He said it's a legit video. So, all right, we'll probably talk about that then. Did you get the link?
For the park?
Yeah, for the park.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think there's already one. Somewhere.
Like this?
I vaguely remember.
I've never heard of anything like this before. I want to go to this park. No, it's the first one. I want to go to this park. I'm going to save my pennies and go to this park. What do you think?
This sounds like a wait, don't tell me kind of story.
Yeah, we'll do this. What do you think?
Yeah.
You want to do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, no, one? I like it.
Okay, we'll do this one. All right. All right, then we'll do this one. We just got this one for our one onion story. We'll do this one. Also, because our listeners are going, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're going to have to come to the show on Friday and find out. So we also have a new segment on the show. It's called Pope on a Rope. And we'll be talking about Pope Innocent the VIII. On that one. He was born Giovanni Bastia Cybo or Cybo or Cybo, whatever. He was Pope from August 29th, 1484 until his death in 1492. Alrighty. I think we're good there. That's it. You still there, Tom?
I is.
Okay, your audio cut out for a minute there. Yeah, Dave is saying it was a real bad idea. The guy said it was a bad idea. He agrees that it was a bad idea. It just like yeah, after the video made it into a big deal, so. The stupidity of religious people think they can use certain things for points, you know. It's amazing, these stupidity. Anyway, check out our second podcast, The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. That's atheist with an S. That's, you know, plural, not singular. We're actually reading the Bible from cover to cover, and we're discussing it, breaking it down as we're talking about it, and having a little bit of fun with that. So you got to listen to that. That's just something you just have to experience. not that the Bible's really exciting or anything, but you know, we make good sport of it. So
you'll be shocked what it says.
Yeah, you'll be shocked. So check us out on Friday at vonlive.tv/PackardPokesAt, and I'm just going to give you a hint. I've been working on something so we can get the channel moved to possibly to directly to Google. To YouTube, directly to YouTube. I think that's a path we're going to be moving to eventually here at some point. So be watching for that while I get the kinks worked out and the bugs and everything like that. So I'm working on new.
Was that you want to get the kinky worked out?
Yeah, you got to work the kinky out, you know. Got to work the kinky out. But, yeah, that's something we're going to be doing sometime here in the future. I was hoping to get a faster computer, but I think I might be able to sway it with what I've got. And then I'll just have to work with it from there, so. Anyway, check us out. Come to the live show, vonlive.tv/PackardPokesAt. That's vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesAt. At 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And if you're in the Mountain Time, be sure to turn the lights off while you're watching the show. It just saves power for the whole area. So. Since you're the only one there, probably. So, anyway, we'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
Good night.